Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
It's Marshall Tucker Band bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the wonderful new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Tracy Eden is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 10-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Commercial Finance Group, CFG.com. Is that right, Tracy?
CFGroup.net.
CFGroup.net. Never, don't listen to me, folks. Listen to Tracy. CFG.net. is that right? CFGroup.net. So check that out, folks.
Yes.
Hey, Tracy, we're talking about – thanks again for being here, by the way. Thanks for 10 great years. We're talking about the credit acquisition, the capital acquisition landscape, folks. And one of the things I want you to talk to us a little bit about right now, Tracy, is what you're seeing coming out of the Small Business Administration, the SBA. They are a loan – one part of their charter that they've had since, I guess, since – I think Eisenhower founded them.
1953.
Eisenhower. Yep. Part of their charter is – and they have several things that they do, but one of them is being a small business loan co-guarantor. Not – they don't loan the money. They just if you can fit certain criteria, you can get a bank to loan you the money. You become a guarantor. The SBA becomes a co-guarantor, like a co-signer, and that's helped a lot of business. And I have a confession to make, Tracy. I once was marginally bankable a long time ago. I was marginally bankable, and I got an SBA loan, and I paid every nickel of it back. And I have to be honest with you. I can say that if it weren't for that SBA loan, I might not be here today.
No, I think it's a great vehicle for certain circumstances for a business. What ends up not always being fully disclosed or for the borrower to be fully aware is structurally the limitations that can put into a business.
Not for everybody. It's not for every circumstance. That's exactly right.
You started the segment talking about growth, and where we have seen it be a detriment to a business is a company that has an opportunity for high single-digit, low double-digit growth. If they've got an SBA loan, the requirements that the SBA puts on the bank that issues these type of loans is they've got to tie up all the assets of the business. And if the business assets aren't adequate to secure the loan, then they go to the guarantor's personal assets and tie those assets up. Once all those assets are tied up, if the company starts to grow and the capital that the SBA and the bank have lent them is not adequate, there's still a cash gap.
Right.
They're now unable to go out and find any other means of getting working capital because everything is tied up.
That's
and the SBA does not provide subordination or releases of any assets. So
you got to find a way to take them. If you want
to
grow, you
got to
take them out, right?
Correct. But unfortunately, there's often they've put more money in than what can be structured through other means of getting them refinanced out. Not in every case, but in some instances, it's difficult to get them out. The advice we typically try to give a company is try to bifurcate out, pull out your receivables, your inventory, and have those done, left out of the lien from the SBA. Secure the SBA loan, get operating down the road, and if you find that there is a cash gap, the ability to go find a line of credit secured by those assets is much easier to do. And provide the fulfill that cash gap that's in place.
Well, and this advice you're giving is not just for SBA loans. I mean, this is I made a joke about it in my column this week about one of my sarcastic ways talking about business ownership having benefits, having privileges. is that the bank will allow you to sign your notes twice, once for the company and once for you. I call that the bank's belt and suspenders approach. They want all of it. And so your advice is good, just dealing with directly with banks. Don't give them more collateral than they deserve.
Right. And typically a bank, so there's a scoring process that their credit department goes through in underwriting a business. And assets like equipment and buildings and personal residences, those are all the highest scoring assets that carry the biggest weight in evaluating the debt they're going to give to a small business. Mm-hmm. When it gets into the receivables and inventory and contracts and things like that, those carry the least because those are more challenging for a bank to be able to track and manage. And so it's important for a business owner to understand, we call it their cash cycle. They've got to understand cash conversion cycle and what that means to them, and understand if they start to grow that cash conversion cycle, there is a gap that's created, and you've got to have the ability to fill that gap. You don't want to be forced to have to go get an investor.
And you might, but there may be an alternative.
You now have a new boss.
For one thing, yes, exactly right. For one thing, though, you're a company like yours, you guys are an alternative to that SBA. What you do, you actually help people that are maybe not, that need some help, that are on the way to becoming more bankable. You help them with that, and as an alternative. When we come back after the break, I want you to talk about that. And when you're talking to your bank folks, tell them, say, guys, if you tie up all my collateral, I can't grow and I can't become a better bank customer for you. So appeal to them from that standpoint. I did that once and it worked. Intel, right back with Tracy Eden. CFgroup.net is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.